Eric, they say in sports that you are what your record says you are, and we know what the Pirates' record is. Not very good. But I'm starting to think, am I sucked in by these last couple games where they've scored a ton of runs, that the lineup isn't necessarily all that bad. We all know they need pitching badly, relief pitching, starting pitching. It's not nearly good enough. But you got Bell at first base, who's really picking it up. I'm not sold on Frazier at second. But you got Newman. Can he and Cole Tucker maybe be second shortstop? Moran is okay at third, but you maybe got Ke'Bryan Hayes coming up. Reynolds, what he has done. Marte is having an outstanding year. Who knows about right field with Polanco? And I'm not entirely sold at all. Stallings has really picked it up, but I'm not sure he's an everyday catcher, or Elias Diaz. The lineup isn't all that bad, is it?
No, it isn't. But
you're going to give me a butt here. That's okay.
The team, you know what, Ron? It seems to go as Josh Bell goes. Not coincidentally, he has started hitting again, and they're scoring runs, and they've won two games, and they should have won three straight because they never should have blown that game against
Sunday.
The Cardinals on Sunday. You can't just pin it on one guy. Marte has had a very understated excellent
season. I think he's been excellent.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Marte guy by any stretch.
From April to now, he's probably been their most consistent player. He's had a few streaks, you know, where he has not done very well, you know, stretches of games. There's still something, though, that isn't there offensively, that's missing offensively. And I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's they need more production out of right field. Maybe they need more power out of third base. They definitely need better defense at third base than what they've had. Catching, to me, is still a concern. But the bottom line is they can add as many hitters as they want in the offseason by one means or another.
You have to have pitching.
If you don't pitch better than they have, because the starting rotation has just been horrible.
What do you think of Frazier?
I think Frazier is still better served as an jack-of-all-trades type player. I mean, he had one hot streak, and I was going to go back and look at this. Remember how hot he was when he won Player of the Week? I mean, he was incredibly hot. The numbers were just off the chart. If you remove that from his season, he's probably only batting about .250. And for a guy that doesn't have a lot of home run power and certainly is not a great defensive player, that's just not enough. That is not enough. So you remove that 10-game stretch that he was in, his season has not been that good.
One last thing before I let you go. How can Bell do this? How can he be so good, so bad, and then so good? I mean, I've watched him where he looks absolutely clueless at the plate. He's wailing, off balance. And then what as you point out, and by the way, happy birthday to him today, 27, right?
Yeah.
Four home runs, 9 RBIs in the last, three games?
Three games.
I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that?
He was on with Craig Riley on the post game on Fan Reaction, and I mean they discussed it, and he said he's more comfortable again. You know what I like, though? He's going the other way right now. He's not trying to pull things. He's waiting, because that's when pitchers have been getting him out, when he gets over anxious at the plate and gets off balance and is trying to pull everything. Now he's sitting back. He's trusting his hands. He's going to left field. He's hit a couple of oppo home runs. That's a good sign.
And Reynolds leading the league in hitting? I mean, I keep waiting for him to come back to earth a little bit. Now, I mean, I think he's going to grow into some power, right? Hit another home run last year. I think that's
13
for a rookie. You know, you'd like to see a corner outfielder hit more than that. But, I mean, I think he's going to grow into his power, too. That's what I mean. They might have a guy leading the league in hitting and leading in home runs and RBIs, right?
And approaching 90 losses at season's end.
It all comes down to one thing, doesn't it?
Throwing the ball from the mound.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Thank you very kindly. I want to hear from you about the Pirates, about the lineup. I mean, we all know what they are. They're not very good. It's to the point a lot of us have been talking about, hey, Clint Hurdle might have to go. Neil Huntington might have to go. They're going to have finish way below .500 this year. But the lineup isn't bad. If Ke'Bryan Hayes turns out to be what, you know, people hope he's going to be at third base. You have Newman or Tucker at short, maybe one or the other at second, probably Newman at second, Tucker at short. Bell at first. Reynolds in left. Marte in center. Who knows what Polanco is going to do? I mean, I think that's a real key comeback for them. They're hoping to get him back this year. I don't know how much, you know, just to let him get a feel for the game again and maybe get some confidence back. But that's a key position in right field. You know, is Will Craig going to be a guy that might be able to step in out there? Who knows? I'm not sold at Frazier at second. I'm not sold with behind the plate with Stallings and Diaz. But this lineup has a little bit of potential. But the pitching has just been awful. And I think lost in the fact they won last night, 10-7, was the fact that Trevor Williams had another bad start. Gives up 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third. He somehow lasts 5 innings, but gives up 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 5 walks. That's going to get him beaten on most nights, but has not pitched well this year compared to what he did in the second half of last year when I thought he was as good as any pitcher in the league in the second half of the season, both he and Jameson Taillon. Obviously, Taillon's injury situation, that's got to clear up for the Pirates next year. But the pitching has just been so bad. And, you know, no matter how much you hit, you got to be able to pitch. And I think that's been such a weakness for them. It helps to play the Angels. They've looked like the Pirates the last couple nights, throwing the ball over the field, looking like a little league team, if you will. But the Pirates took advantage of it, and they've won 2 games in a row. Can they make it 3 tonight? An earlier start, as you heard Eric Agman say, it's at 8:07 tonight instead of 10:07. I guess that's the Angels' version of a getaway day for the visiting team. The Pirates, obviously, with a long trip home after the game tonight. Chris Archer on the hill, been a little better. Not nearly good enough for me. Not nearly good enough. I think the Pirates are going to pick up his option for next year. I don't see them not doing that. But he hasn't been nearly good enough since coming over here in the trade. 412-928-9370 is the number. I mean, what do you think about the lineup? As Eric pointed out, when Josh Bell's going, the team seems to be going. You're not going to win games 10-7 too often, though. You got to get some pitching. 412-928-9370. That's also Edgar Snyder in Associates text line. Edgar Snyder in Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's go to Rich and see what he has to say. Hey, Rich, how are you? Hey, Rich, welcome. All right, is that Rich for sure? All right. We lost Rich. He had something he wanted to say. You want to try back, Rich? I don't know what happened there. Cruising down the highway, ready to have a statement and make his statement, and it wasn't there when I went to him. Ah, man, that's his loss. But the number is 412-928-9370. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. The world seems a little better when the Pirates win 2 in a row. That certainly beats a 4-24 stretch, but I'm not going to deceive myself into thinking that this team is better than what it is. But by the same token, I don't think the lineup is horrible. I'm just Reynolds just continues to blow me away with what he's doing. He continues to get 2 hits, 3 hits, extra base hits. The last couple nights he's hit home runs. It's been impressive to watch the young kid play and to think that we probably wouldn't have ever heard from him without all the injuries at the start of the year. If, you know, Marte was out for a while. Chisenhall has never been here, remaining one of the most bizarre signings I can ever remember. You sign a guy, you give him almost $3 million, and you don't even care if he's around the team, rehabbing. Polanco gets hurt, so all of a sudden Reynolds has an opportunity, and he's never given it back. And to think that he could win the batting title is just unbelievable to me. Let's go to Tom and Jeanette, see what he has. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Hey, I agree with you about the lineup. I'm not sure Colt Tucker's the answer with his bat, but here's my thing.
Well, he can field, though. He's a really good fielder.
Tremendous fielder. I mean, absolutely wonderful. But, you know, we need some hitting, too. But
yep.
Here's what I think. I think the American League – stinks. And here's why I say that. I mean, how was Gerrit Cole here? Mez. He's a star in the American League. How was Archer in the American League? He was a star. How's he here? He's terrible. The Pirates over the – you saw what they did to the Angels, you know, two games in a row.
Yeah, but that's just one team. I mean, Houston, you know, the two of the three top competitors for the World Series, in my opinion, only one of them is in the National League, and that's the Dodgers. I think the Astros and Yankees in the American League, they're certainly not bad teams. They're really good teams. I think the Astros are going to win it all.
The top teams are good, but the rest of the league's terrible. I mean, you look at the Pirates' record over the last 3 years against the American League, even the last 4 years. I mean, it's like 750.
You make a good point, Tom, and the fact that, you know, the difference between the haves and the have-nots in the American League is really bad. I mean, Toronto is a horrible team. Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, Seattle. I mean, all these teams are 20, 30, 40 games below 500, but the ones at the top, Houston and New York especially, are really good, and Cleveland has just been dynamic to make up an 11.5-point deficit against Minnesota, 11.5 games. But I don't know. I mean, you only can play who you play. At this point, I'm going to pick Houston to win the World Series, but they had a setback last night. Did you see what happened to them? Gerrit Cole was supposed to start, I believe, the second game of a doubleheader, had to be scratched. Hamstring tightness. I don't know what that means. I don't know how long that'll be for. I don't know if it's anything serious, but to a pitcher, his legs are everything. And if Cole is out for any length of time and then he has to build himself back up, that could be a real big loss for the Astros, and also for Cole, who's a free agent at the end of this season. He's going to be cashing in for some big, big money, you would think. Hopefully Cole is not seriously hurt. All right, are you like this Pirates lineup? Are they that far away from a lineup standpoint? We know they're a million miles away from a pitching standpoint, right? Would you agree with that? 412-928-9370. You heard me. I want to hear from you next when we come back. It's the Cook and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.